President Charles Eliot wrote that books are the quietest and most constant of friends. They are the most accessible and wisest of counselors, and the most patient of teachers. Welcome to the St. Mary's Library My Favorite Book Podcast, where you'll hear about the books that are our community's most constant friends, wisest counselors, and most patient teachers.
Cher, don't you just love East of Eden?
Oh, Cher, really. It is probably one of my top five favorite books I've ever read. Really. I'm not kidding. It's fabulous. I love it.
Timshel, baby.
You know what?
What was his name, Cher?
Samuel Hamilton. Yeah.
Why don't you read a little bit of that?
Oh, okay. When Timshel is introduced to the book, it says, "Timshel, you said." Yeah, I say that word, Timshel, carries a man's greatness if he wants to take advantage of it. Yeah, I remember Sam Hamilton felt good about that word. Yep, set him free, said Lee. It gave him the right to be a man, separated from every other man. That's a lonely thought. All great and precious things are lonely. What's that word again? Lee said, Timshel, thou mayest.
You know, Cher, that is one of the great secrets to life.
It is.
Timshel, baby.
Choice. Thou mayest or thou mayest not. It's your choice. As Sam Hamilton said, it makes a man great.
You know, Cher, we've read several other Steinbeck works, and this one's really different, don't you think?
Yeah, it's very different. It's very different. It's very sweeping in its scope. There's story in it and lesson in it for every reader.
I agree. Much deeper, much richer.
Family dynamic, fathers preferring one child over another. There's a real monstrous woman. Yes, a woman who makes decisions that turn her into a metaphorical monster.
Like no other character I've ever read.
Worse than Lady Macbeth.
Yep.
It's about Timshel, baby.
Timshel, baby.